Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
On November 3rd, Montanans will decide if we become the 13th state to legalize the recreational use of marijuana. I-190 and its sister initiative, CI-118, both qualified for the November ballot. I-190 legalizes the recreational use of marijuana, while CI-118 would make 21 the legal age to possess or purchase pot. Those in favor of legalization say it would boost state revenues and allow law enforcement to focus on more serious crimes. Those opposed say that Montana would become another Colorado, with skyrocketing marijuana-related crimes and enormous collateral damage to kids and families. They also point to the $5 million raised by proponents as evidence that Big Tobacco was behind the effort. Tobacco giant Altria just made a $1.8 billion investment in Canadian marijuana company Cronos. That gives Altria, the parent company of Philip Morris, a 45% stake in a Canadian company that has just announced plans to expand into U.S. markets. The size and scale of the investments is mind-blowing, as are the unintended consequences in states that have already legalized. Former Denver Mayor Wellington Webb begged states considering legalization not to follow Colorado's lead. He said that Denver now has more pot dispensaries than Starbucks and McDonald's combined, and pot-related traffic deaths are up 32%. He also said the marijuana revenues promised to schools never materialized, a point echoed by the group Wrong for Montana, which is organized to oppose I-190 and CI-118. The group, made up of business leaders, health professionals, the Montana Contractors Association, and the Montana Family Foundation, point to the false promises and unintended consequences experienced by other states as reasons for Montanans to vote no. In the state of Washington, marijuana-related driving deaths doubled after legalization. Youth calls to poison control centers nearly doubled in Oregon, and youth addiction to marijuana increased on average 25% in states that legalized. According to SAM, a nonprofit group dedicated to stopping legalization, one of the biggest problems is not just the sale of the marijuana itself, but highly potent edibles that are infused with THC and sold in the same shops. I-190 allows for unlimited potency up to 99%, compared to the marijuana sold in the 1960s, which was only about 5%. That same high-potency THC is then used to make candies such as gummy bears, as well as cookies, sodas, and ice cream, which often find their way into the hands of children and pets. In Colorado, the number of dogs sickened by marijuana has quadrupled since legalization, and Poison Control reported that over 4,000 kids were exposed to pot edibles in 2015. Do we want Montana to be the next Colorado or Washington or Oregon for that matter? The folks at Wrong for Montana say no. The ballot initiatives are currently polling 50-50 in the Treasure State, and both sides are pulling out all the stops. To learn more about the issue or to donate or volunteer, please go to wrongformontana.com. That's wrongformontana.com. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.